Okay, we're continuing which was about mixing grains from two different years. And the first time we spoke, last time we spoke about this, we spoke about the fact that in the summer is when the harvest comes of the new grains. So the beginning of the summer is the winter crops, and then the end of the summer is the spring crops, and how that causes tremendous difficulty for the people who use the tevel matzah system, because that new produce is coming to market, but the tevel matzahs don't show up until much later. They were produced already. I don't know if they made it yet to the factories yet. I suspect not. But no, we don't use them for that reason. We have the same issue. Even we who use tevel dough have to make sure to make a new batter at the right time also. But at least it's more in our control. We have to do that also. As we spoke about last time. Okay, this time we're going to get into a little more detailed or complicated issue that relates to this. What we're going to talk about have to do with people who have a matzah. It potentially has to do with everybody. Okay, and that's like this. What would happen if we took a batch of flour and it was a mix, instead of it being all of 1 year, it was a mix partly from Tavshin Ayin Dalet Hay, Tavshin Ayin Dalet flour, and part from Tavshin Ayin Hay flour. Okay? For these purposes, we're going to say it was roiv from Tavshin Ayin Dalet and partially of Tavshin Ayin Hay. Okay, what would we do with that batter now that we made of this? Should we mafresh on it from Tavshin Ayin Dalet stuff, from Tavshin Ayin Hay, from both, from neither? Well, what should we do with this?
It's only from itself, will be fine, right?
From, if we have time, I'm going to talk about whether you can mafresh from itself. Okay, it's not as simple as you would think. I'm not sure we're going to have time for that. If we have time, I'm going to talk about Shemitah? No, we're talking about be mafresh from 1 year on the other year. No, it's just coincidence that it was Shemitah, no. Okay, So the simple case was, the simple thing we deal with this with would be is, like what I'm talking to you about, which is, during the summertime, when we're switching over from 1 year flour to the other flour, okay, but there's some other situations would come up. For example, what happens if a bakery makes rye bread? Okay, well, rye bread is made out of wheat and rye. It's not all rye, it's wheat and rye. Okay, well, those are not they're harvested roughly at the same time, but not exactly. So it could happen even if they have, even if they keep, they know their wheat is from 1 year, but their rye might be from the other year, depending on when they do it. Or, the way this came up with some other hashgachas is, what happens if you want to make tevel matzah, or tevel crackers, out of a blend of these 2 years? What would you do then? Then you're making your tevel matzah, in this case they were doing the tevel crackers. Remember I told you they temporarily made tevel crackers? They're making tevel crackers out of itself a blend. What's the status of that blend that they just made of tevel that's a blend of two different years? Okay, or, I mentioned to you that there's a bakery that we give hashgacha to, that this bakery takes winter wheat and mixes it with vital wheat gluten to upgrade their winter wheat into spring wheat. Okay, effectively, that's what they do. Okay, at the time we spoke about, the first time we spoke about it was whether vital wheat gluten is chayiv enough for sheschal. Okay, assuming that it is chayiv enough for sheschal, well, for whatever odd reason, this bakery buys their vital wheat gluten from the southern hemisphere. Okay, in the southern hemisphere, winter and summer are reversed, and it turns out that they don't get their new crop until November, December time. So if they put in, when they make, every time they make a batter from July till January, they're making, let's say in our case, it'll be Tavshin Ayin Hay flour with Tavshin Ayin Dalet vital wheat gluten. Until they start getting the new stuff, which doesn't come until way, way later in the season, because just the way the planting season goes from where they're getting it from. Okay, so they must have months of this thing where they have their batter is a mix of two different years of stuff. Okay? So the question is going to be, how do you do the hafrasha for those kind of things? How do you make the hafrasha for this? Do you do both? Do you do one? Do you do neither? That's the question. Okay, so the simplest thing to say, the first thing you would say to that is, that it's a question of bittul. It's bittul. If there's three quarters from Tavshin Ayin Dalet and one quarter from Tavshin Ayin Hay, so then you'd say is the Tavshin Ayin Hay stuff is bottle, and you'd say it has a bit of Tavshin Ayin Dalet stuff. What do you say? What do you mean, maimon?
Vital stuff,
well, you can ask me a simple question. It's not a maimon, it's 25%. In the vital weekly, there's a couple of percent. Okay, we'll maybe talk about that. Okay, but it's not clear. It's not going to be. It seems from what we're going to say that we're not going to follow those kind of rules. But what would we do? So would we say, so if we would say bittul, would that mean that now, well, if we say bittul, so now all tashin ayin dalet stuff, and not tashin ayin hey, because it would follow the rules of bittul. Okay? So. I'm coming to that. I'm gonna come to that. Okay. Now, before we let me give you another case to think about. Let's say a person made a batter of a batter, not in a bakery where he makes hundreds of pounds. He made a batter that was exactly the shir challah. He made exactly an amount that was a shir challah. And that batter was 3/4 touch $9 and 1/4 touch $9. Okay, so now, if we look at it just as the each part by itself would not be chayav in challah. But well, the guy made a batter that's exactly the shir challah, but it's partially from one, you're partially from the different. Now, I know you're all jumping on me because you should be. Because the thing we're talking about in Halacha Ches is that there's something that's possible with tziruf of two different years. The Shulchan Aruch case is where there's not bittul; they're sitting next to each other. There's dough from this year and dough from this year sitting next to each other. Okay? I'm going to ignore the possibility of tziruf for now. We'll get back to it way at the end about tziruf. But the question now is a question of bittul. Should we say that the two batters together are looked at as one? If they're looked at as one year's worth of stuff, then there's a shechala. If the 2 years stuff, there's no shechal. There's 3/4 of a shir and 1/4 of a shir is not a shechal. Okay? So this question is really, it's totally in a machlok d'shushan. There's a machlok d'shushan. I'm going to say it to you the way I saw it in Rav Chanan. I don't know if that's the only way to explain it. He says like this. The question, the machlok is about a case like this. A person takes mechatas and he mixes some water into it. And the water is bottled. And now he wants to sprinkle that mechatas on a person. And there's an amount of mechatas you have to sprinkle on the person. So, and he sprinkles exactly the right amount. Okay? Well, when he sprinkles exactly the right amount, into that right amount of mechatas is some water. And the water was bottled. Okay? So the shayla is, should we say that he did a full shear? Or we should say he didn't do a full shear because we know that there's water mixing. Okay? So Rashi says, according to Rashi, we look at it as ruba kikula. Ruba kikula tells us that if right of the thing is mechatas, it's all mechatas, and therefore the hazor just has to be the shear of the amount that you sprinkle on the person, just the right amount of shear. The fact that it's partially water doesn't bother anybody. And Tyson says, no, the way these kind of things work is it's sort of like a call the parish kind of a thing, that we can assume you're getting mechatas, but we all well know that there's a certain amount of water mixed into it, and therefore you would not mazal on the person the right amount, and the person, I guess, will not be tar from that. Okay? The way there's a rash in Tful Yarn. Okay? I'm not sure how many of you have it recently, Tful Yarn. But Rabbi Chana brings a rash in Tful Yarn. The rash says in Tful Yarn, he says like this. He says, tell me something. He says, tell me. Imagine if I had a half a kazayas of chilev over here. And if he ate it, what would be the din? He wouldn't get malchus. Now he took this half a kazayas of chilev, half a kazayas of chilev, into it, he mixed another half a kazayas of potatoes. What would be the din now? So he says, according to Rashi, it's going to come out that you get malchus now because you say it's bottle. Okay, 3/4 of a kazayas and 1/4 of a kazayas, you'd say it'd be bottle. He says, does that make any sense? He says, how can it be that a guy started off with not a shear, he doesn't get malchus? Then he goes and he adds some more heter into it, and all of a sudden, now we say, now he has a shear. Now all of a sudden, the guy's got a shear and he's with high malchus. Okay, so that's why Tyson argues on it. And Rashi says, no, once it's bottle, then it becomes part of the thing itself, and it has a shear. So we would say, we should therefore say that according to Rashi, that it's bottle. So in my case that I gave to you, the person had 3/4 of a shear of tashnayin dalet flour and 1/4 of a shear of tashnayin hay flour. What should be the din? The din is, according to Rashi, you would say let's say it's bottle. According to Rashi, we would say now you have a full shear of tashnayin dalet and chayim and harfashas chala. And according to Tosfos, you say, come on, who are we kidding? We know there's only 3/4 of a shear. There's only 3/4 of a shear. You're not chayim and harfashas chala. That's what it would see. A variation, I haven't gotten it 100% correct, but a variation of this is what Rabbi Sheffler thought about this question. Okay, I haven't gotten it fully down pat of what he said, but that's a variation of this. So, I thought you could have a riot to what we do about this shayla. What would we say when the thing is buckled into it? Is it become this thing, or does not become it? From a din in Hilchos Pesach, which is negated to Hafarshas Chala. Okay, that's what made me think of it, because it has to do with din of Hafarshas Chala, which is, it's coming soon, that there's a mission that says that if you put chitin into oirez, then under the right circumstances for our purposes, it could be chayav and afrosh eschal. but in Hilchus, the din is Hilchus Pesach, a person could eat that matzah, which is made actually mainly out of oyrez, mainly out of rice, okay, with just a little bit of chitim into it, under the right circumstances, he could be going to the mitzvah of achilas matzah by eating that thing. Okay, what the details are is not important to us. Okay, but there's a mission that says it's possible to have a little bit of chitim and a lot of oyrez and you could be going to the mitzvah. Okay, now.
Besides achilas breath, right?
It's not important to us what you have to do to be yotzer. It's not important what you have to do. This what is important to us is a machlokes rishonim whether that is specific to chitim and oyrez, or if it would work with other of the chameshes miyadavim. And then secondly, would it work with other grains? Is it only rice and only wheat, or could it be anything with anything? As long as it's one of the chameshes miyadavim with other things, it's a machlokes rishonim whether it works with other things. When the mission is very specific, or it means all kinds of other cases also. Okay, that's also not negiyat to us. What's the gate to us is, if the Mishnah Berurah brings this, the Shulchan Aruch says the case of Chitim and Oyrez. The Mishnah Berurah talks about this Machlokes Rishonim. He says, but I want to tell you something. If the mixture is Roiv from Chitim, Roiv from the Chameshis Mini Dagan, Roiv from the Chameshis Mini Dagan, then everyone agrees you could be able to the mitzvah with it, and you have to just excise. Just the kazais of the mixture. That means if I make a matzah out of 3/4 Chitim and 1/4 potato starch, okay, potato starch is not Oyrez, 3/4 chitim and 1/4 potato starch, if I eat a kazayis of that matzah, I'm yotzei mitzvah. Even though I only eat 3/4 of a kazayis of chitim. The Mishnah says everyone agrees that if it's roiv of the chameshes miyadavim, I'm going to be yotzei just by eating a kazayis. Well, that sounds very much, that sounds like Rashi. Rashi said to us that when the thing is bottled into it, then it becomes as if it's chitim, so to speak, and now you'll be yotzei mitzvah. You can eat a kazayis and you'll be yotzei mitzvah. Okay? So that sounded good to me. Then, problem is that if you look in Hilchos Brachos, that's not what we're going to see. Okay, if we take the same matzah, take this exact same matzah that was 3/4 chitin and 1/4 potato starch, what's the din in Hilchos Brachos? What do you do with this thing? What do you bench if you eat this thing, or do you make a burn of freshness if you eat it? What's the bracha achroina that you make on this food? So of course you start by making hamotzi or mezonos, but what do you make with the bracha achroina? So there are some people who say it's the same thing. You just have to eat a kazayis of it. And the Shabur said, no, we don't go with that. Not true. You have to eat a kazayis of the chameshes miyadagan. Okay? So what happened over here? He said, you have to eat chameshes miyadagan. That sounds like Tysus, which is the fact that the other stuff was bottled makes nothing. And Lamai says the guy only ate 3/4 of a kazayis, so he ate 3/4 of a kazayis. So he didn't eat enough to bench for it. So the Shabur said, so you have to eat a full kazayis. Okay? So, more surprised than I am. The question was that I don't see anybody who's talking about this question. I feel like I'm missing something over here. Okay, but what's going on over here? Make up my mind. Both of those are reasonable. One sounds like Rashi, one sounds like Tosis, but you can't have it both ways. I mean, either it's Rashi or Tosis. Make up your mind. Which one should we say? Okay, which for us is the answer to our side of our first challah, but over there, again, the exact same matzah. If you sat down at the Seder, you could eat one kazayis of biyotze, but then you can't bench. When you come to the end of the meal, you can't bench because you didn't eat the kazayis of Hamish Yudan. I mean, either it was a kazayis or not kazayis. Make up your mind. Let it be whichever one it wants to be, but seeming it's a seal. Okay, so I thought of I think there's a possible answer, and that answer is going to shed light back on our original question. If the Mishnah Berurah says what I just told you in Hilchos Brachos, when he says that you can't bench if they're eating this kind of a matzah, but for our purposes, if eating this matzah, he says that that's only true if you're eating like regular ingredients in. He doesn't say potatoes, but for our purposes, he says potatoes. He says, what happens, but if you just, the sugar and the spices that go into the food, those little, like those, all the kinds of enhancements to the food that go into there, yeah, those count towards the share. So if you have a kazayas worth of, 90% of a kazayas from chameshes miyadagan, together with some sugar and spices to make up a full share, that does count. Okay, well, why should that be? Make up your mind. If you don't want it to count, if bottle is not counting towards the shear, then why does the spices count to it? If the spices, if bottle does count to the shear, then the potatoes should count also. I mean, what's the difference? It's a few lines apart from each other. What's the difference in this and that case? So it seems is that over here, we're not following rules of bittul, like in, Yeridea kind of rules of bittul. This is not rules of bittul of Maimid and Shishim and things like this. This is not the kind of rules we're following. The rules we're looking for over here is the thing so toughful that it doesn't count, so toughful that it becomes part of what the majority is, or is it not toughful? And the word bustle means, gone, like as if it doesn't count. So when we're looking from that kind of a perspective, if I make a matzah out of wheat and potatoes, Okay, wheat and potatoes are things that you make, so to speak, you make the base of the food out of that. So potatoes are not purple. Potatoes are not nothing. Potatoes is that's how you made the food. The recipe was wheat and potatoes. Okay, that's how you made the food. So those things, the potatoes are never going to be purple. The spices, spices is just an add-on. Spices is just an enhancement to the food. So, of course, the food wouldn't taste the same if I didn't put the right spices or the right flavorings into it. But basically, I would have the basic food that I was looking for would be here. And relative to the basic food, the fact that my potato chips are barbecue or plain or some other flavor, those are all details. But the end is I have the same potato chip with a bunch of different seasonings that I can throw onto it. Over here I have a matzah, which basically the recipe is right. It's the wheat and the potato starch are the ikkar. That's what makes the food. It's what it is. Whether we put on some enhancements afterwards is not important. Or actually not important. That's tough enough that it could be bothered. So what we mean is like this. What's going on here is like this. The whole question, Rashi and Tosis, about whether after something was bottle, could we say that it could count towards a shear, assumes that it was bottle first. Okay, the first step you have to do is you have to make it bottle. After it's bottle, now we can say, now that it was bottle, could it count towards a shear? But if it wasn't bottle at all, then there's nothing to talk about that doesn't count to the shear. So that is to say, the reason why in Hilchos Brachos, why potato starch is different than seasonings is because the potato starch can't be bottled. Or if it can't be bottled, it of course can't count to the shear. Counting to the shear is the second step. The first step is it has to be bottled. So it didn't even get to the first step. So obviously it's not going to count towards the shear. As opposed to the spices, the sugar and the spices, those things are bottled. Okay, well if they're bottled, now do they count towards the shear? So Mishmur tells us, yeah, it does count to the shear. Just like in Hilchos Pesach. Now, when we come to Hilchos Pesach, in the same matzah, there, the reason why the potato starch is bottled in Hilchos Pesach and not in Hilchos Brachos is because when I'm standing on Pesach, when I'm sitting at the Seder and I have to be yotze the mitzvah with this thing, the only thing that counts is the wheat. Potato starch is nothing. In other words, the goal here is not to make myself a sandwich. The goal here is to make myself something to be yotze the mitzvah with. Well, when you're trying to make something for the mitzvah, potato starch is like spices. Potato starch is nothing. When you're making matzah for a mitzvah, you put in chamishas mina dozen. So when I'm making a brachas, I'm trying to make a food, is this food or that food, potatoes are not bottle. Potatoes can't be tofu because that's how you make the food. When you come to making food for Hilchos Pesach, when I'm trying to make a food to be yotze mitzvah with, well, then the chamishas mina dozen is what it is. And everything else is nothing. The potatoes all of a sudden become worth nothing in that case. So there, it is bottled. But once you got a piece being bottled, so then, like Rashi said, once it's bottled, then it counts towards the shear. Okay, so then over there, the Mishmur was like very happy to say that it counts towards the shear. Okay? Now, there are other ways you could say this. You may not.
It's a very interesting little word.
This is my thought of what I think of this. I have other variations. I won't bother you with that.
Please think of Rabbi Shechter's
thing. No. We passed Rabbi Shechter already. We passed it. I'm a little stuck because I didn't get an exact report of what he said. I didn't hear from him straight. So I'm sort of piecing the other pieces, but this part of it is not from him. We're trying to understand this. I'm saying to you is, we can say it other ways that maybe you'd like better. I don't know if you would or wouldn't. But my point here is like this.
I think tonight you probably should be able to venture.
See, once I read he was joined to the mitzvah.
Yeah, maybe the...
Okay, maybe. Okay, my point here is that the whole question of bittul assumes first, the whole question of the count to the shir account has to say first, was it bottle? If it was bottle, now can it count towards the shir? And I'm trying to be mechalik to you that by Pesach it'll be bottle, while by Hilchos Brachos it won't be bottle. That's what I'm trying to say to you. Now, if I was right about that, if that's the difference between them, it depends on whether it's bottle. I think that's correct. It does have to be bottle. But being bottle depends on, does it, in the context of this food, is it important or is it not important? Then, when I come to Hafrashas Challah, I have a batter that's 3/4 Tashin Ayin Dalad and 1/4 Tashin Ayin Hay, then it's not going to be bottle. It's going to be just like potato starch and Hilchos Brachos. Where to make the recipe, you needed potato starch and Hilchos Brachos. Well, in this recipe, it's all wheat. So the wheat that's from the Tashin Ayin Hay is just as much significant wheat as the wheat from Tashin Ayin Dalad. And when I make a recipe, the wheat is all the same stuff. Of course it's going to be not bottle. We're thinking from the perspective of, how does it fit in over here? Of course it's not going to be bottle. Okay? On the simplest level, if it makes you feel easiest to hear it, over here, in Hilchos Taruvos, it wouldn't be bottle either. We would say it's min b'mina, lach b'lach, and it wouldn't be bottle. We need bit of b'shisha. Okay, if that makes it easier for you to hear, that's not really perfectly accurate over here. It's not really perfectly accurate for the reason, just tell you that when they mill flour, when they blend different grains together, they don't blend it as flour. They blend it as wheat. Okay? When they blend it as wheat, it's min b'mina yavish b'yavish, and it's both the bread. Okay? So that answer won't help you fully. It'll help you for some of the cases. It'll help in the bakery that blends flour together with vital wheat gluten, because they either blend lach b'lach, but as far as the what's going on in the mills, when they blend different years together, it's not going to help in that case. But I don't think you need that. I think the truth is that it doesn't depend on the rules of the rules. It depends on, in this mixture, is it important or is it not important? And from that perspective, we would say it's not important. If it'll help you feel more comfortable with what I'm saying, it seems to be the right from the Gemara and Kedushin. The Gemara and Kedushin says, you're not allowed to be mafresh challah until you make it into dough. You can't be mafresh challah when it's flour. So the Gemara said, if a person is mafresh challah when it's flour, they said to him, it's not, he wasn't mafresh challah, obviously. He wasn't mafresh challah because he was mafresh too early. And it's gezel b'yad kohen. Okay? A very strict din for the kohen, that the kohen doesn't get to keep it, he has to give it back to the person. And he says, why? I mean, why do they make this? If they want to class the person and say, I mean, not class the person, if they want to tell them the truth, that he wasn't mafresh challah, what's with the kohen? The guy gave it to the kohen. So we should say, the kohen should keep it, and the person should have, you weren't mafresh challah. So the Gemara says like this. This is the problem. The kohen will think that what he got is challah. So if what he got is challah, it's not chayv in challah. So what will happen if he makes a batter of, guess what, tevel and this, in an amount that makes it exactly the amount to be chayv, the shir challah. He makes a batter that's exactly the shir challah made out of 90% tevel and 10% the challah that he just got from his neighbor. So in his mind, this mixture is not chayv in mafresh challah. That's because he's going to think, because it's tevel and challah, it's not a shir challah. But really it is chayv and challah, because really this stuff is tevel. So he's going to think that his batter is not chayv and challah, and in truth it is chayv and challah. And therefore, to make sure the kohen doesn't make that mistake, they said it's gezel b'yad kohen, the kohen has to give it back to the person, so no one will think that this stuff is really challah. Okay? Now, you tell me. Listen to the mixture the kohen made. Kohen made a mixture that's 90% tevel.
What's his 90%?
When is it 90%? I don't remember if it says it, or the implication is that the challah is a small amount. Okay. So I don't remember. Listen to what the guy did. He took a batter that, in my mind, 90% tevel, 10% challah, and what did he do? He mixed them together, and exactly the shir challah, and what's the din? The din is, it's not chayv and afrosh challah. That's our case. It's almost, that batter is not chayv and afrosh challah. Why? Why is it afrosh challah? Why? It can't be worse than potato starch. The challah that he mixed in, imagine if he mixed in potato starch into it. Why wouldn't we say it's 90% wheat and 10% potato starch? If it's kind of the challah can't be worse than potato starch. So why wouldn't we say that? And the answer is, either because you're possibly Tosis, either because the Gemara is saying like Tosis, that you, when something mixed in, it doesn't count towards the share, that could be. Or it's because, over here in the recipe, it can't be both. It can't get to the shiloh of Rashi and Tosis because in the recipe, flour and flour are all part of the recipe. It can't be bottle. Bottle means it means it's unimportant and it's insignificant and therefore as if it doesn't exist. That's not true. It's a whole batter of flour. The flour of course counts. You can't say that flour is tough. Okay, so that is a seems to me as a marginal case of challah. We were saying that the Gemara says that the non-tevel is not bottled into the tevel. I should say not bottled. The non-tevel mixed into the tevel does not become chayv and challah. And I'm explaining to you, according to what I'm saying to you, that fits in well. If you have a different answer, you can tell me, that's fine. But that's how I can see how it fits in with what I'm saying, that even though there's a machlokes, once it's bottled, can it be chayv and it does it take on the status of what it had, but the problem here is it doesn't even get to be bottled. It's too significant to become bottled. When you're making a recipe that's flour, then every cup of flour is part of the recipe. It's not bottled, it's part of the recipe. If you have patience, I'll tell you a possible wrench in this whole thing, this whole point that I'm trying to make. And that is the Beis Yosef in Siman Shin Lamed, towards the end of HaFarsh Shishalot, he brings something from the Sefer called, he says, Motsasi Kosov. Okay? I saw that some people say the following thing. Okay? He doesn't say who it is. Okay? And Motsasi Kosov says the following unusual case. A person had a guy have a batter of dough. Okay, of course, a guy's dough is not chayav mafresh challah. When a guy needed the dough, it's not chayav mafresh challah. He took a batter of guy's dough and he mixed into it a small amount of dough from a yid. A small amount meaning that the yid's dough was bottle baroy from the koi's dough. So he took these doughs and he mixed them together, and now he has this bigger batter that has mainly dough from a koi and a little bit of dough from a yid. Okay? What's the deal of this dough? So, Matzalsi Kassel says like this. He says, Midaraisa, the yid's dough is bottle baroy into the koi's dough. Midraisa, this batter is not chayv and afrashas chala. Midrabanan, it is chayv and afrashas chala. He doesn't explain why. We'll say that it's because it's min b'minoy, and therefore needs bitter, it's not yavish b'yavish, and therefore needs bitter b'shish. Let's say the reason. He doesn't say what the reason is, but the reason may depend on a certain shach. Okay? For our purposes, we'll say it's not bottle because it's min b'minoy, and needs shishim. Or whatever reason you want to say. He says it's not bottle. Midrabanan, so midrabanan is chayv and afrashas chala. Midraisa, it's not chayv and afrashas chala. So he says, now what are you going to do? He says, you have two choices. Either you'd be marfish challah from a different batter, go to a different someplace else, find a batter of tevel, and be marfish on this. And so he goes, no, can't do that. You know why? Because that batter is chayv and challah midraisa. This batter is only chayv and challah and midrabanan. So it's menachiv al p'tur. You'd be marfish challah from something that's chayv for real, on something like this, which is only chayv midrabanan. I just told you, midraisa, it's bottle. It's only chayv midrabanan. Can't be marfish menachiv al p'tur. So he says, wait a second, but all chal nowadays is drabanan. So what's the big deal? That's chayv drabanan. This is chayv drabanan. Big deal, they're both chayv drabanan. So he says, no, don't you know, Tosfos says, that trade drabanan can't be mighty one drabanan. So over here, the regular batter that I have out there is only chayv and chala because of one drabanan. This mixture over here needs to come into two drabanas to become chayav. One drabanan can't be mighty two drabanas. Therefore, you cannot be marfish from a tevel dough onto this dough. Can't be marfish. He says, okay, so I'll be marfish from Nehabe. I'll just pull out a piece from the thing here and I'll be marfish from Nehabe. He says, no, can't be marfish from Nehabe either. Because if you're marfish from Nehabe, the din is, we don't say yesh bila. We're not sure that it's thoroughly mixed together. If it's not thoroughly mixed together, maybe the piece that you pulled off is completely the guy's batter. So you're doing the Haftor al-Khiv. You're being marfish on the guy's batter, on the yid batter. Maybe you got none of the Jewish batter. You got only the non-Jewish batter in there. So you can't be marfish. You're being marfish on Haftor al-Khiv. So he says, the Matzasi Kassar, what you have to do is, you have to take off so much dough that would be larger than the size of the guy's dough, and then you'll for sure have gotten at least one little bit of the yid's dough in it, and that will be the hafrashas chala. You can't be marfish from a different tevel, and even on the batter itself, you can't just pull the piece. You have to pull a piece that's so huge, it's as big as the non-Jew's whole batter, and now plus a little bit more, so you for sure got at least a piece of the yid batter, and now you can be marfish chala. Okay? So, if that was true, okay, then it would mean is, that would be, again, in the case where we have these blends of flours, we would say, wait a second, if you have blends of flours, you can't be marfish from something else on it, because midaraisa, it's only 1 year. Let's say in our case, 3/4 touch 9 dollars, 1/4 touch 9 hay, we say midaraisa, it's all touch 9 dollar flour. You can't be marfish on it from touch 9, you can't be marfish on the challah from that. What about being marfish from Nehabe? No, maybe there's no bila, and maybe it didn't get mixed together thoroughly. So according to this sheet that the Beis Yosef brings, we'd really be up the creek. I mean, we'd really be stuck in the summers. We couldn't even be marfish from Nehabe. Forget about being marfish with fancy tevel matzah systems. We couldn't even be marfish from Nehabe.
Why couldn't you be marfish with something else that has a... What's the sheet? The sheet of Kazayas, right?
The sheet of what? To be marfish?
Yeah.
Amashahu. For our purposes, Amashahu.
Why can't you marfish something that's both $9 and $9?
The problem is, so Matosi Kosta says, you don't know that they're mixed together. So when you scoop out a piece, like Mafish from a different batter, Mafish from a tevel that's a mixture, that itself is a mixture.
Right.
Right. So yes, yeah. You can make other batters that have a similar mixture. Remember, you have to get the roivs correctly. I mean, if it's roiv touch $9 and meat touch $9, you make another one.
I guess you can say the same thing. Maybe that other mixture, you're also getting from the wrong thing.
Okay, I didn't think of that. Yes, I guess you have that problem. Yeah. Maybe you're not getting a thorough mixture of that one also. Okay, yeah, so according, this is a huge quote of this, but this sheet that he's bringing. Okay, now, in brief, I'm going to tell you why it seems like the sheet is not correct. I don't mean it's not correct, but we don't pass like that sheet. Okay, because there are two parts to what he's saying. One is that, you know, two drabanas can't be mighty one drabana. That is to say, we treat two drabanas and one drabana as not the same thing. Okay, even though there's a logic to say, drabana is drabana, what's the how many drabanas it is? Okay, so first is, I mean, there are a few things. When the Mishnah talks about this, he says, talks about this din of two drabanos and one drabanos, which is for Kriyas Megillah. Okay, so he says it's 2 days. L'chatchila you should be machmir, but the avid you could be megal. Okay, if you're really stuck, you can be megal. The truth is, he brings it in the Sharatzin, he brings that you should know. I'm telling you that to be masber, what I think is a steer in Shulchan Aruch. Others don't agree with me. Prim Gadim says it's no steer at all, and everyone really did this. We're not chashish for this thing at all. And two drabanas and one drabanas are all equal. Okay, that's what Prim Gadim understands those dinim. Doesn't even agree with what the Mishnah Berurah said altogether. And the truth is, Magen Avraham says, and it's really the Tosis that it comes from, this dinim trade drabanan says, this whole thing that we're distinguish between two drabanas and one drabana is only when they're, so to speak, pure. When the person's in a situation where they could have been a deraisa, or they were a deraisa once, then it's not to apply. Tosis looks better for a summa, because the summa used to be able to see, and therefore he's considered to have once been deraisa, it's good enough. So in our case, this stuff was also once, potentially, may have been chayim l'chal when it was separated, or it had been mixed into a different batter, it could have been. So it could be, even the trade drabanan rules won't even apply to this case. Now, the second part of it. The second part, which is, should we say Ein Pila? So, if you look in Simon Shin Lamed, the Gra brings this, to say that the din is, except in very, very specific cases, we say Ein Pila. Things that get mixed together are not assumed to be thoroughly mixed. And we're choshish that maybe one side is all this, and one side, the other side is all that. That's what the Gra says. But the Gra brings this Matzasi Kasev. But the Gra says it, to argue on the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch says, no, it's not true. The Shulchan Aruch says, in the case that he's talking about, he says, no, we say, basically, he says, yesh pila. We assume that things get mixed together are thoroughly mixed together. Yeah, so the Grub brings it, says, but wait a second, look in the base, he brings his shita. Okay, well, that's true. So that shita disagrees, but the Shulchan Aruch and everybody else around there is all assuming, like we assume, that we do say yesh pila. Okay, by We would say yesh pila, and not the way others hold that it's very limited case we say yesh pila. Furthermore, is that our case and the Matzasi Kasev are not the same case. Okay? If you're paying attention to the details, the Matzasi Kasev was talking about when you mix batters together. Okay? We're talking about when you mix flours together. Okay? Flours together is lach balach. We're there. Okay, I don't have all the days perfectly lined up, but it's many more people would say yesh pila when you mix flours together than when you mix batters together. And Matzasi Kasev was saying there's no pila because he was talking about you took a goy's batter and the yid's batter. It had to be a batter because it's a goy's batter that's not chayav mechala. Okay, so you took batters mixed together, and so there the possibility to say ein bila is much more meaningful than to say by us ein bila when by us it's flours. It's much easier to say bila by us. Okay. And to make you really feel good that we don't passate the Matzasi Kasev is that Dr. Moshe in our Simon says, you'll see later in Simon Shin Lamed that he brings this sheet of Matzasi Kasev, but we don't passate that. Okay? Dr. Moshe says that. Okay, now, the Dr. Moshe brings a riot from our Simon. I don't understand the riot, so I'm missing something. But he said, based on this and this thing, you could see a riot not like that. I don't get that riot, but I'm happy enough to say that the Dr. Moshe was happy. I'm happy also. So he says, we don't passate the sheet. Okay, so where we leave off then is that we're going to ignore the Shita and say that it is possible to make the Hafrasha Minei Ubei. We assume Yesh Bila and you can make the Hafrasha Minei Ubei. And at the same time, if there's Bittel, the Raisa is Rabbanit, if it's Bottle, it would be Bottle, we'd be happy with it. But the Raisa we're saying is that it is not Bottle. It's looked at as two different things. It's if I have a mixture that's a little bit Tosh 9 Dal and a little bit Tosh 9 Hay, then it's not that it's Bottle and it has the status of one of those. It's actually both. And the thing that I have in front of me is a mixture of Tashna and Dal and Tashna, and I have to make Hafrasha for both. Now, I can make them Hafrasha Minei Ubei, that's fine. If you're standing right there, we assume that there was Bila, and I can make the Hafrasha Minei Ubei. If I'm not doing the Hafrasha Minei Ubei, then, and I want to be Hafrasha using Tevel, then I have to do two Hafrashas. One for Tashna and Dal, one for Tashna and Hey. They're not looked at as, they don't take on one status. They're all Tashna and Dal, they're all Tashna and Hey. It's both of their statuses. And if they're both statuses, I have to make two hafrashas, one for the left side and one for the right side. I mean, wherever they are, I have to make those two hafrashas.